National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome you all, and I say this a lot, but every day I appreciate what I have, and I hope today is a great day for you, and I hope it's a great day for my first guest here. We will be, by the way, I always like to feature this every Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month. Joining us will be Blue Prairie Group, and today we'll have Debbie Lovett joining us. She'll talk about retirement communities, something none of us like to face or talk about, but it's a necessity. And joining us again, as he does every week, and it's such a pleasure, Alex Wilson. He is the CEO of Precious Timber. I don't push it. First of all, that's not my rule. Second of all, Alex Wilson, when we first started to work together, indicated to me this isn't a matter of pressure, forcing people to invest. It's a matter of education, providing them with information that most of us didn't have, including myself, in terms of alternative investments. And, I'm trying to say this in a nice way, but, I'm trying not to say it too nice because let me just say it. Alex is, from everything I've seen in our long relationship, one of the most courteous, dedicated, honest, sincere, and non-aggressive people I've encountered on this show, and I appreciate that attitude. He's the CEO, and before I start crying here, the website is precioustimber.com. Alex, nice to have you on. I kind of couldn't resist that introduction because I so much look forward to these sessions every week.
Thanks so much, and it's always been fun doing these, and it's a great pleasure to be back.
All right, let's jump right into it. Alternative investments, and I think I indicated that in my preliminary statements. What are they? Who uses them? And why?
Yeah, so, obviously you've got the traditional sort of marketplace for stocks, bonds, and maybe real estate, and, CDs and mutual funds. Alternative investing, it's just a little bit outside of that. I mean, all kinds of different things, managed futures. Obviously, we're in the agricultural business, so that's considered an alternative investment. But things that wouldn't be kind of mainstream, we've, over the last, 30, 40 years, there have been so many creations of different classes. And the people that use them are, a lot of times the ultra wealthy, but also those today, people that are focusing in on their retirement, especially if they have self-directed IRAs or solo 401ks, for example, people with those structures, they like to dabble in the alternative world because the returns generally are a little bit more attractive than the traditional investments.
Let's go right to self-directed IRAs before we get back to some of the specifics of investing in what you're doing. What are the potential benefits of a self-directed IRA?
Well, the main benefit, I mean, it's very much similar to a regular IRA in its structure. However, a self-directed IRA is unique because the investment options that are available for you to invest in, they come, you know, at your discretion. So, in other words, instead of just allowing stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, and things, a self-directed IRA allows other types of investments, you know, including notes and private placements and tax liens and real estate and just a whole host of things. And in essence, what it does is give you a little bit more control over things that maybe you're more familiar with. So as an investor, if you're more familiar with real estate, if you're more familiar with agriculture, then you're allowed, obviously not allowed, but you're more sort of excited about and more confident, if you will, on those placements. So you can do that inside of a self-directed IRA, whereas if you have just a normal IRA from some of the big box financial institutions, they limit you from that. You need to find a self-directed IRA custodian to make sure that the things that you're investing in are compliant with the IRS rules. But really, it just gives you the license, if you will, to invest in the things that you're more familiar with.
Yeah, investing in alternative investments, putting it in a portfolio, is it both enhancing return and reducing risk?
Well, that is the goal of a portfolio. I mean, there are four main principles, I think, of portfolio building. Number one, for me, it is always risk mitigation. You know, you're trying to minimize your risk. You're trying to use what I call loss avoidance assets, because over the period of 30, 40 years or so as we invest, it's probably more important to never lose than it is to try to, you know, hit the home run. It takes a long time to come back after a 40% drop like we saw in 2008 and even steeper in other times. Obviously, then you want inflation-protected income. You need capital growth, so you need to be able to grow the portfolio over a period of time. So, yeah, I mean, these kinds of alternatives that people use inside their self-directed IRAs, because they know them so well, they generally are able and capable of performing better.
Joining us is Alex Wilson, PreciousTimber.com. I want to encourage people, and Alex has been getting a great response. I really want to encourage people who have that excess of money. I don't know, I think Alex mentioned about $100,000 to invest or more. This is not a traditional investment. To just call them. All you have to do is just call, and the office number is 855-888-6288. But I always encourage people, before they call, go to the website, Precious Timber, so you have some kind of education. And I can tell you, at worst, you'll be impressed with what you hear. Well, what are the results been compared to traditional assets? You know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, some cash, commodities.
Yeah, well, timber is one of those strange and unusual places that most investors have completely and utterly missed. And I got my reasons for that. I think, you know, we'll probably have that for another show, or someone can ask me personally. But because of the return on investment is biologically driven, Stu, meaning that your profit that's generated is not generated because of economics and because you bought it at one price and tried to sell it at a higher price. If you plant a seedling in the ground, most likely Mother Nature is going to grow it into a tree for you. And then, of course, you're obviously harvesting something that's of greater value than what you invested in. So because of those biological returns, something that most investors never earn in a lifetime, you can get returns well into the mid-teens, even much, much higher, based on the fact that you have something that's growing with Mother Nature's ability as opposed to, say, Wall Street.
I've asked you this in different ways in past shows, but I get asked off here, and it basically comes down to, what do you mean when you say sources of return are not available from traditional markets? How do they compare?
they compare greatly. I mean, traditional markets have done fine, but the last, you know, the last, what, 30-something plus years, we are getting these cycles. And, of course, the country is in more and more greater and greater debt. There's a little bit of funny business going on to balance things and keep things sort of afloat. And so we have these cyclical sort of downturns. So overall, let's take the stock market, for example. 17 years ago in 1999, the stock market was about at 11,000. Here we are 17 years later, it's at 22,000. So if you add all that up on an annualized basis, it's only about 5, 5.5, 6% ROI. So it's not, I mean, people are going euphoric that it's 22,000, but over long periods of time, you're not earning high annualized returns. When you compare that to growing a tree or spinning off coffee or spinning off coconuts like we do, you can get double those average annual returns. And so that's the difference for a portfolio. It really, really energizes a portfolio. And of course, that's what we need over that 20, 30-year period. We want the capital growth, the growth enhancement.
And listen, I was victimized in the markets in 2000 and 2008, and out of fear, I stayed with it. Thank goodness it's come back, but it goes deeper than that for people who don't really explore it. If you had a portfolio that was built up to a certain amount and you lost 40% of it, and you're back where you are, and you look at it as a big gain, it really isn't. So
no, you've lost the time.
Man, I can't believe it. PreciousTimber.com. Alex is going to be back here next week and a lot of weeks subsequent to this. You have a wonderful week, my friend.
Likewise.
Okay, we'll come back and I've got some comments to make.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
It was Tiger Wilson versus Kid McCoy in the summer of 93. Now the kid was everybody's pride and joy, just as game as a kid could be.
And his darling Bess was in the second row. Oh, she's praying with all her might. Say, kid, we need that little bungalow. So you just got to win tonight, okay? I just wonder how many listeners I just lost. All right, well, we are in the middle of turmoil, and I was just telling Tim, I'm so infuriated over Donald Trump. But no, and Tim thought, yeah, you know, about the Nazis. And No. I'm going to tell you why I'm infuriated. It is, first of all, it's unconscionable for what's going on in this. All these horrific comments aimed at him, threatening to kill him, to impeach him. I mean, it's just, it's not America, and this is not really a good sign. But I have to tell you what Trump did wrong and what he did wrong in his press conferences. First of all, I have to tell you that he made his initial statements, folks, ladies and gentlemen, he made his initial statements on, made his initial statements saying that the problem comes from both sides. And he was 100% right. And he included Nazis and white supremacists. You have to identify the specific group. He's done it in the past. And then the likes of David Duke and other Nazis come out and compliment him. So the conclusion that the insane progressives in this country come to is that he supports them and they got a friendship, just like he's got a friendship with Putin. This is the best they can do, and the suckers are falling for it left and right. Now, here's Trump's mistake. His mistake is that he came on with that second press conference. And that second press conference, the second press conference is one that he reverse field a little bit. Obviously he was reading from a teleprompter. And he made it rather specific, and that, you know, in a sense that should have pacified a lot of people. It was an unusual move for Donald Trump, because in a sense it was admitting that perhaps he shouldn't have covered it. And Donald Trump doesn't usually give ground on anything. And then he really blew it yesterday. I mean, man, did he blow it. Instead of leaving things, the waters to calm, he comes on and goes back to his original premise. He doubles down on it, his original explanation, and everybody's in an uproar. I mean, I totally give up with Donald Trump as far as the idiocy, the arrogance, the insanity he shows. And there's still no way in the world I want him out of office. He's doing more and more wonderful things, and they're very limited because he's completely enveloped in a lot of the mess that's going on. Number one, that with people who are strictly out to get him, I indicated this yesterday. And number two, he's alienating his own base. He's down to 34%. You can't lose your own base. You've got to have some support. Republicans, governors, businessmen from his business council have left. It's not that I have a lot of respect for them. The publicity is so bad. The pressure is so bad that when this whole investigation starts, and it may go for a year, I don't know how long it's going to go with Bob Mueller, whom I don't trust one single bit. You know what's going to happen? They're going to find a way to do him in. That's their whole goal. And all of the, not all of the white supremacists, the Nazis come out, they say Trump is terrific and he's wonderful. That doesn't mean that he endorses them. He doesn't endorse them. It's insanity. And anybody who buys into it is about as naive as you could be. It's not helping anything. But meanwhile, take a look at the stock market. Take a look at the business environment. Take a look at the GDP. Take a look at the conditions, by and large, around the country and how they're improving so significantly. That is truly amazing. It's amazing. And I this was a theory that I had, and I still stand by it when he was running for president. He didn't think he was going to win, and nobody thought he was going to win. But what I said at the time was, he doesn't want this, and he's doing his best to lose it, and he still couldn't lose it because people hate the establishment. And boy, do I hate the establishment. And I take Trump over the establishment. I wouldn't take Hitler over the establishment. And I wouldn't take any of the Democrats over the establishment, but I take Trump over the establishment. Now I'm beginning to wonder, because if you look at this and you say, it's amazing anyone could have this degree of stupidity, braggadocio. He left that press conference yesterday talking about this huge winery he owned. I think it's the biggest in the country. And he owns a house in Charlottesville. I cringed. He can't stop the bragging. The bragging is offensive. Ever get together with friends and, they want to show you 1,000 pictures of their family? I can sort of understand it, although I don't show pictures of my kids. I may show one. But they start talking about, they got this and they got that, and I just bought 2 condos, and I got a house on the beach that I paid $500,000 for, and blah, 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 blah. It's offensive. If I'm in a group at a function, well, not at a function, that makes it business. That's something else. If I'm in a non-business setting and somebody says, what do you do for a living? Tell them I'm in public relations, which of course I am here. But in a mixed setting, I don't want to go, I do talk radio, because there's a certain degree of curiosity about it. Now, let me contrast that as I finish this segment, because there's no time to continue with Trump. In a business setting, you can be darn sure I get out what I do so people know, and it creates the opportunities for doing business. Just a little bit of advice out there for people who haven't tested the waters yet. Trust me, it's for real. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Blue Prairie Group. We'll be right back.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
To a garden party,
reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play songs again.
The late great Ricky Nelson, honestly one of my favorites. Out of all the Hollywood entertainment deaths, the one that bothered me the most was Ricky Nelson. But enough of that talk, because I need to get to go to the other side of the continuum to retirement communities. And as we have for the third Wednesday of every month, I am so delighted to have a representative on from Blue Prairie Group, located in Chicago. I want you to go to the website. It's blueprairiegroup.com. If you need any of these wonderful folks for advice, and I don't mean coercion or persuasion or anything, they won't do it. They will give you advice. They'll talk on the phone, and you can make a decision if you're interested in getting interactive. These interviews are not designed to sell their services, but I have to admit, this is a great company. Joining us, it's been, a month or two, maybe even longer, Debbie Lovett, wealth management consultant at Blue Prairie Group, and located in five cities. I want you to go to blueprairiegroup.com again. And Debbie, it's so nice to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Well, we're going to talk about a subject I'm human. You know, I don't come on here, I don't possess any superpowers. I'm not better or different than anyone else. I cringe. I just cringe when I think about retirement communities. I look the other way when I drive by graveyards. I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. The part of getting old is depressing, but you can also have a terrific quality of life up until the end if you're financially expedient and if you have a good attitude. I mean, we're not here to help people with their attitudes. But there are things they should know. So tell us about retirement communities and the options available out there.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to start with kind of the heart of the sentiment that you brought up. And that's, in general, people don't want to think about where they're going to be living in the later parts of their lives, mainly because we have this sort of fish-hooked idea of nursing homes that maybe we visited relatives in as children, right? And what the quality of that life may or may not have been for people in those situations. And your idea of having a stronger quality of life for as long as you possibly can is one that sort of feeds into one of the newer parts of retirement options, and that is what they call in shorthand a CCRC, or a continuing care retirement community. And it is a retirement community that has the whole continuum of care that someone may or may not need later on in their life. So it has an independent living piece, where that's exactly the kind of life that you're talking about. You want to make your own decisions. No one's feeding you. No one's dressing you, right? You're getting up when you want. You're going to bed when you want. You're doing the activities that you want. Very independent. You're the master of your own ship there.
Yeah, some of these days, I wish someone would feed me and dress me. I'm so exhausted at the end of the day.
Well, and then the idea of people wanting to age in place, they don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to be burdensome to other friends and family. They want to live their lives. They want to live their lives. If you think about continuing care retirement community as sort of a new start, a new option for that, you do end up making a permanent residence change. Obviously, you're leaving the home that you may have wanted to age in, but you're putting yourself in a place where you're going to be able to age and not move while you're sick, not move while there's great need, not move while it might create a big hassle for you. And then as your health care increases, if it does increase your needs, then you move to a part of this community where they consider it assisted living. Sometimes it's actually moving from your unit. Other times it's them just bringing in care providers to you, where someone is now helping you with dressing or bathing or making sure you're getting your medications, right? You have that assisted living addition where you still are mainly independent, but you just need some help now and then. And then if there are times that you have a surgery and require additional care, you're able to move over to a skilled nursing part of the facility. Or if you're near the end of your life and require that type of care, then you can move from your independent and assisted living spot over to the nursing care. You sort of have this guaranteed place to be surrounded by people that you know and a lifestyle that you've built for yourself. So,
right. And the primary reason that I mean, I'm sure I would consent to it is I would never want to be a burden to my family. And you always put your family first. But and I think, you know, a lot of them are just assisted living, independent living. I would choose a place. And do you recommend you choose a place, as you just talked about, with different levels of care? Because as you get older and older, it ain't going to get better and better.
Yeah, and the moving gets more and more difficult, too. Right. And you're right. A lot of the places are independent or assisted living. I think maybe only 10% of the retirement options are these CCRC communities. But they're picking up steam. You know, right now there are just under, I think, 50 million people 65 and older in the U.S. In 40 years, that's projected to be more than double that. So that where and how we treat ourselves and our loved ones as we age is becoming, thankfully, a topic that people are putting some thought into, and things are getting better. When I think about visiting my great-grandmothers in nursing homes, and when I go and see my clients and family members in their retirement communities now, it's completely different worlds, completely different worlds.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of nice ones with people I visited there, and I have to admit, you know, they honestly look like great resorts. But, you know, again, like everything else, it comes down to a personal decision, and people need this information, and they just need it. We all need to be knowledgeable about what the future brings, whether it's financial planning or what you do in the later years of your life, and what do you do suddenly if you get hit with a stroke, a heart attack that incapacitate you. You've got to have options. It's no good to deal with it then.
Right.
Debbie Lovett joining us from Blue Prairie Group. So how do you go about research? I mean, there are a lot. I don't know how many communities there are, but how do you go about making choices in the selection process? It's not as unimportant as buying a suit and comparing three suits.
No. It's extremely important. I want to circle back for a second and say, although I'm concentrating on the CCRCs, those continuing care retirement communities, the research is the same for everything, right? So one place that I often tell my friends, family, and clients to go to is on the Internet. They also have a phone number if you're someone who doesn't feel like typing away. But it's a place called A Place for mom.com.
Joan London been advertising that for years.
Absolutely right, and this is a great place.
Oh, I was at her daughter's wedding, by the way. But go ahead.
You were, yeah. Well, and this website, what the service is you put in where you're thinking of finding a place. It can be for you. It doesn't have to be for your mom to retire, and they connect you with a very knowledgeable person who's able to pull up all of the data on all of the options in that area. They can walk you through if you're looking for skilled nursing care, if you're looking for a 55-plus community. A 55-plus community is where they literally only restrict the age, but they're not there helping you with any of your health issues, right? And you can tell them that you're interested in this continuing care retirement community type of option, and they will help you pare down the list of things that fit what you're looking for, the kind of peers you want around you. You know, if you need a golf course, need a tennis court, if you have no desire to ever swim, right? Things like that. But so aplaceformom.com is a great place to go regardless of what type of level of care you're looking for. And no matter how much they end up spending time with you to get you to your answers, there's never a fee there. It's fantastic. Additionally, these continuing care retirement communities, they are required, because they have a health care piece to it, to be registered and regulated by every state that they operate in. So I know you're in Massachusetts. I went to massachusetts.gov this morning and very quickly got to the page that listed all of the CCRCs in your state. Additionally, under each of the addresses and contact information and websites for the CCRCs were the documents that each of these places need to provide. And this is where, when you say you're not just picking out suits, when you click on those documents, you'll see their contracts, you'll see their fees, you'll see the financial stability of the company that's managing.
All right, Debbie, stay with us. We got another segment.
No,
sorry, I've got to cut you off here.
No problem.
Or you'll get cut off by someone else. All right, we're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we're back, and let's see how much we can cover here in this last segment. This is really, really an hour show, but we're going to try to do it in half the time, so I'll get right back to Debbie Lovett. She's a wealth management consultant at Blue Prairie Group in Chicago. Go to blueprairiegroup.com. And you know, I always research something before I get it. How do you go about researching these centers? And I think you covered part of it, but a lot of it is really word of mouth. And do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, and the first suggestion may seem silly, and it's not for everybody, but I found people very successfully getting information on Facebook, believe it or not, where they'll post, anyone have information about retirement options in Shelbyville, right? And people come out of the woodwork because people have strong opinions, and they should, right? These decisions are making impact people's lives, so people will have a very strong opinion about how someone's loved one was or was not treated in different facilities. So that's one piece, is if you're comfortable inviting a lot of very varied criticisms, something as possibly silly as Facebook, but word of mouth, you just start. The people that you talk to, even including the woman that always checks you out at Walgreens or CVS or Duane Reade, you know, I'm looking into retirement communities, and you'd be surprised how quickly people will share stories of friends and family. But if you don't want to trust the Yelp strangers, there's also talking to medical professionals. If you think about the doctors and nurses that you've trusted for 10 years, 20 years with your health, they've seen many patients go through these stages. So they may very quickly have a short list of things and places that you should look at. I'd mentioned the internet and A Place for Mom. Also, each state's government listing, if you put in Massachusetts CCRC, it'll bring you to a web page that lists all of them and gives you all of this very detailed information on the financials and the financial health of the place, the occupancy of the place, their contracts, all stuff that, again, not which suit should I wear, the things that you should really be looking into. Then after you have your short list, you do have to, you know, put your shoes on the pavement and research.
It's like taking yourself, your daughter or your son to look at colleges. You have to do it.
You go multiple times of the day, multiple times of the week. You ask to stay for a few days. And then also, when you're going, we're assuming, because most of these places have restrictions and they only let you in while you're able to be in the independent living site, right? They're guaranteeing that the people who buy into these communities have a place to age in place. So they typically don't expect, accept someone who already has a very high level of care. So when people go and they just check out the, you know, where the people are playing poker and where the people are taking the buses to wherever they're going and they're checking out their peers, they sometimes forget to take a peek at that skilled nursing care facility. And it's important that you kind of look under every stone, right? No stone unturned.
Well, yeah, even in the medical profession, I'm affiliated with a certain wonderful hospital, one of the top hospitals in the country. But I always like to take a look at the bios of the doctors working there. You know, it's not that I'm ever concerned. I just think it's a good procedure to do your research. So you can look at a great facility, but you've also got to look at some of the medical professionals there as well, especially if you've advanced to skilled nursing care, don't you?
Right, right. And one of the best things that you can do when you walk through these places is ask the staff members how long they've been there. It's a very innocent question, right? Oh, how long have you been here? How long have you worked here? And if you get a lot of 6 months, 3 months, 9 months, and not a lot of 3 years, 5 years, then that should be of concern to you, right? Part of why you're going is to have a feeling of home, a feeling of security. And if it's going to be a place that turns over staff, then that's not something you're going to like later. Additionally, you can ask about their construction. These companies have to have a lot of money set aside for their capital expenditures, so they know when they're fixing the roof. They know when they're making major changes to the landscaping. And if you move into a place and they've got a three-year upgrade coming, I'm not sure you want to be there during those 3 years. So you ask those questions. You know, what's next on the construction calendar?
Excellent questions. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I'd like to have you cover some of the common mistakes that people make.
Yeah. So one common mistake is waiting too long. I will tell you that I've worked with a lot of people who have made the transition not only into these CCRCs, but just other communities. They've chosen to go to assisted living, et cetera. And almost all of them say, I waited too long. I find the people here exhilarating. I was afraid I was going to miss having little children around. I love it. And if I had been here 2 years ago, I would have enjoyed this for two more years. The other thing is that sometimes people wait too long, and then there's a major health issue. And then they've restricted their options down to going to something, much closer to this nursing skilled care without having the benefits of having that community around them. Another mistake that people make is in some cases, they have long-term care insurance, and long-term care insurance can be used to foot some of these bills. You need to ask those questions up front, because it would be a shame to find 4 years later that some of the expenses could have been covered by something that you've been paying premiums into.
Debbie, that's a tough area. How do you go about purchasing it, knowing it's for you? It could be prohibitive in expense.
The long-term care insurance? Yeah, and most, particularly now, a lot of the long-term care insurance is similar to health insurance. Some of the best options for getting long-term care insurance is you'll have an affiliation with an employer or a group that can somehow get group rates for you. But you are absolutely right that long-term care insurance is not easy to get. And one of the things that we help people with is if you are able to purchase long-term care insurance, that we help them find the least amount in order to kind of curb that cost. So if most people require less than 3 years of long-term care that would be covered, then we help people not buy the five-year plan, right? Long-term care insurance, it's a tricky, it can be a trap, but it can also be of great benefit if done properly.
All right, Debbie Lovett, Blue Prairie Group. It's been a real pleasure having you on. We look forward to next month's therapy session. And you have a great day, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Wishing you all a great day. This is Stu Taylor.
Hey, Stu. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,